good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, September 23rd, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the life and legacy of the late economic analyst, Eric Block.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
We are seeing some very conflicting statements. On the one hand, very much differently to his past position, in the last 3 months, President Mugabe has several times been very outspoken that we are going to modify and partially relax the indigenization laws in order to attract foreign direct investment. He's going to be forced to delay various payments, and which will create a lot of upset and probably some strikes. And it's going to have to intensify its collections of monies that are due in order that it can start paying bit by bit as quickly as possible. It's got no alternatives. Investors recognize the immense potential. They come, they do their detailed studies, they reach memorandum of understanding, but they don't follow through on that until they see what is going to happen, because they're so fearful that under the indigenization program, they'll have no security of investment. The airline was put under judicial management last Friday because it's unable to operate with those debts. It hasn't paid salaries and wages, and it has discontinued all flights. The investigators have to have appropriate training as to what is corruption. They have to have an understanding of financial transactions, have to have an understanding of legal documentation and so on, because otherwise they're not going to identify numerous incidents of corruption that exist.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the life and legacy of renowned economic analyst Eric Block.
Block passed away at his Bulawayo home on Saturday night after a long battle with cancer. He was 75. Block was a chartered accountant by profession, and he was a newspaper columnist, economic commentator, and central bank advisor. He was also a regular commentator on Studio 7.
Block was born on April 2, 1939 in Johannesburg, South Africa, and migrated to Bulawayo with his parents when he was a child. And he will be buried in his beloved Bulawayo tomorrow.
What do you think about the passing away of Eric Block? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And you can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Yeah, kunjalo kemfoyed. Gibbs nasi, tila utitinge tichi tarisa. Nezwe mabasa akabat kwa Nemufi va Eric Block. Variku tarisiro utivange vachi vigwama ngwana. Kubulawayo vakashaya nemusi mugovera mushure meunge varwara nechirwere chegomarara asi mufi anga ari munhu atanga tichitaura naye pano pa Studio 7 zvakanyanyisa nenyaya dzezvoupfumi uye vanomuziva vanoti anga asiri munhu aitema achifuridzira zviya zvinoitwa negonzo anga ari munhu anotema asina divi raakarerekera uye ari munhu anotaura chokwadi Gibbs.
Yeah, zvirokandaba lingachona njani siyakwazi kuti ke abanengiselizweli kuti umnumzana Eric Block yena waikhuluma ngezenoto ikakhulu kunamba ke eZimbabwe ngaseko njalo uzancotshwa ke kusasa kobulawayo kukhangelelwe ukuthi kulabantu abanengi kakhulu abazahamba emngcweni wakhe siyakwazi ke ukuthi umnumzana Block wazalelwa kwele South Africa ngo-1939 wasesiya khona ke kobulawayo ezalo khona ngale Johannesburg wayesenza ikakhulu lokho kuthiwa i-chartered accountancy. Ungazani sibili kulohlonzi ukhangelana ngezenotho nokunye okuthiyeneyo. Siphinde sazo njalo ukuthi-ke ubegula ebulawa ngumkhuhlane lo wemvukuzane. Ubhubhele khona ngale-ke kobulawayo. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani zulu ukuthi kambe lithini ngokubhubha kuka mnumzane u-Eric Block. Siyakwazi ukuthi ubehlala khona ngapha kobulawayo kodwa ilizwe lonke jikelele blessing via manzi. Ube ngumuntu okukhuluma akufunayo njalo angenzi lokhu khani ukuthi uchaya inja efihla umphini. Ube khuluma sibili kube sobala.
And I think Gibbs, we have our guest lined up. First, we have former education minister, Mr. David Coulthard. Mr. Coulthard, good evening.
Hi, good evening. It's good to be with you.
Thank you so much. And we also have economic analyst Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Gentlemen, good evening. How are you?
We are doing fine. Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, Mr. Coulthard had a prior engagement, so he will be with us for about 10 minutes. Thank you for joining us at such a short notice, Mr. Coulthard.
It's always good to be with you, and it's nice to be on the program with Rejoice this evening.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can...
So, Mr. Coulthard, we actually saw your post when Mr. Block passed away. So, how is this mood in Bulawayo and other parts of the country following his death?
Well, it's a somber mood. I think that Eric Block was very deeply loved and respected, not just in Bulawayo, but throughout Zimbabwe. All of us who knew him... knew the twinkle that he had in his eye. He always had a joke, no matter how grave the situation. But he was a thoroughly nice individual. He wasn't just a great professional, you know, good accountant, good economist. He was also someone with a lot of compassion. He didn't personalize his criticisms. He always attacked the policy rather than the person. And his passing is a great loss to Zimbabwe. There are very few people with his intellect and his integrity and his courage to call things as he saw them without fear or favor.
Mr. Ngwenya, your take on the passing on of Mr. Block?
Absolutely. David got it right. I mean, this is the kind of gentleman who was everybody's friend, a man who could... you know, he could easily, you know, flatter, you know, to deceive. And when he had something to say, he would be very articulate about it. You know, it's I remember in the late 90s when he was introduced to me by the late Lupinshe Akarara. And I told him that I was doing some work for Mr. John Dreary, the former president of CZRI. And I'd say to John, look... This man Eric Block, he's a fantastic economist. And John says to me, he's an economist. What? You know, you can imagine that even in his own community, you know, he was very controversial. Of course, I mean, what John was saying that as far as he's concerned, Eric was an accountant, but not an economist. But you and I know that he has proved his worth, and his writings are very incisive, very articulate, and he was everybody's friend.
Very true. Now, back to you, Senator Coulthard, you said he did not attack personalities, but he did tackle ideas. Very true. I think he was widely respected. I posted something on Saturday on my Facebook page, just a tribute to this great man. And, you know, in a few minutes, I had over 100 responses from Zimbabweans across the world, which shows you that he was indeed a man who was respected by many. And it's said, isn't it, Mr. Coulthard, that he has to leave at this time when the economy is again headed south?
Well, exactly. You know, he was very strident in his criticisms of a whole range of policies. He opposed the printing of money by the Reserve Bank in the hyperinflationary period. He, you know, opposed the indigenization policy. He opposed the the violence associated with the land reform program. But not just that. He had a balance. You know, he opposed UDI. So he had a moral authority that people couldn't just disregard, because no one could ever accuse him of being a roadie or having a, you know, a vested interest to protect the white community. And so, you know, ZANU-PF found it very difficult to attack him, and that gave him, you know, this wonderful platform. One other thing about him, and it's a real loss in our country, when we see the amount of corruption, the abuse of power, the flagrant displays of wealth, his whole life was in complete contrast to that. He was a very modest person. You know, he drove these old vehicles. I think he drove a sort of 1980 Nissan Sentra around town. You know, he had no airs about him. You could just arrive at his house, no security guards, just walk in to see him. He would treat everyone the same. He didn't have airs and graces. And those are qualities that we desperately need. You know, when you see this entourage of ZANU-PF in New York at present, with all the fancy vehicles and the Savile Row suits and the bling that goes with it, well, Eric Block was just the opposite to that.
He was not bling.
Yes, and certainly he loved a place called the White House in Bulawayo.
Yeah,
you still remember that place, or you? You have gone there, Mr. Coulthard, for a long time, right?
Sorry.
It was called the White House.
Did you get the place?
The White House. You know, the a building near the Bulawayo Gallery, right?
Yes.
So I used to drink with him there. And, you know, in most cases, he would say, okay, now it's enough, when we've taken almost 2 crates, right?
Well, I think that was what endeared him to people, that, you know, he could speak to all manner of people from all backgrounds, all religions, all ethnic groups, whether you were a messenger in the office or the CEO of a company, you know, he would speak and have a word and a kind word. And there are very few people like that who can, you know, bridge that divide in society.
You know, the White House that I'm talking about is a place that is a drinking hall, right? A very beautiful place where you can meet every industrialist, you can meet every economist, you can meet everyone.
Yeah.
You know, so he would be there for a while, and I think we used to enjoy our drinks there. You know?
Indeed, very sad indeed. And get to Kwamuri Mgoma Rejoice. Chi chatinga dzidze pa upenyu wa Block.
Chirikunde chokuti mkenya totarisisa maitirwo anoita ZANU-PF kuti inoti kuna varungu vakanaka, kuna varungu vakashata. Vakashata ndo vanonzi vana mapurazi vanotorerwa mapurazi vachitukwa vachidzokerai kuBritain. Kozi vamwe varungu vakanzi vakanaka vana Rautenberg vaya vanonzi torai mapurazi, vamwe vana Timothy Stenz vachinzi muri vanhu kwavo. Unotoona zvatorwa ndezvi kodari kuti ZANU-PF yanga ine dambudziko nokuti Eric. I am category yainzi ma white liberals kudara yainzi pane varungu vanonzwisisa dambudziko ravanhu vatema nekuti iwo chete varungu mitemo inovaramidza kuti vange vane ushamwari nevanhu vatema, saka iye akabva tora unhu hwacho hwavanga nahwo muRhodesia hwekuti aiwa kakodzero yekodzero kuda uri muchena kuda uri mutema darikira nayo muindependent. Ndo saka kwari zvarirwa uchangwe akada kuti asevenze mureserve bank achibatsirana navagono vaitadza basa achitaiwa zvamunoita zvakashata. Kana pane chakachida kutaurwa ogadzirisa achinyora mubepa, aiwa ndiwo munhu watinoti icitizen yezimbabwe. Hatina basa kuti uri murungu kana kuti uri munhu tema, kana uri munhu anonzwisisa zimbabwe uri mwana wezimbabwe.
Tinotenda. Of course we have many of our listeners are writing on our WhatsApp page to pay their tribute. We have Never, who says he was an economist who could never lend credence to mediocrity, like some among us who compromised their professional integrity by singing praise to doomed policies. Muchikabu anoti hongo vagono havana kodzero. Ndinoti Eric Block famba zvakanaka. Nelson says he was a great man. He contributed immensely with ideas and advice. May his soul rest in peace. Ndawe says he was a well-respected economist. We will sadly miss him. I liked all his reports in newspapers, radio, and TV. He inspired me a lot. Rest in peace, Block. Tinashe says Eric was a great economist who was also very objective in terms of analyzing Zimbabwean economic situation. May his soul rest in peace. Timothy says, what a great loss we made. A hardworking man, we are very sympathetic for that. Petronella says, my deepest condolences. I remember Mr. Block on ZTV National High School's quiz. His contribution to Zimbabwe in commerce was immense, including social responsibility of conducting free economic lectures to advanced level high school students, of which I was a beneficiary at Townsend High School in 1990. May his soul rest in peace. Gibbs, who do you have?
We've got several messages on Facebook, and some of the messages go like, Naboth J. Tafumane says he really deserves a hero status. His contribution to the building of this country was extraordinary. We miss you, Papa. Then we've got Mofu, who says his analysis of the economic situation in Zimbabwe was always spot on. Unfortunately, his ideas were never taken into consideration by rulers of this country. He was viewed as an agent of regime change or an economic saboteur. He shall be missed by many who took his contributions seriously. Then Thompson Ngamlilo writes, the late Eric Block was a national asset. He led a simple life. Although a director in almost 100 companies, he drove an old, modest car. His death has left Bulawayo very poor and Zimbabwe groping in the dark. Then we've got Martin who says RIP, which means rest in peace. Then Ozias Mtunzi, he says, may his soul rest in eternal peace. Peter Mutsimu writes, true economist, rest in peace. Then we've got Misery Makubise, who writes, said to lose a think tank of economics and a great leader in business. This soul must always be at peace. Then we've got Timmy, who writes, rest in peace, Mr. Block. You were an economist by excellence. Then we've got Atwell Moyo, who writes in Susutu, O Rabalanga Gakho Sondati, O Katile Yaho Tima Ofedile. What he says is, rest in peace, Mr. Eric Block. So he has done everything in the world that he was supposed to do. Then Clement Tumisani Moyo writes, it's really sad that Eric Block is late. Eric was not only an economist but also an industrialist, which means he contributed a lot of his life to the lives of Zimbabweans and the well-being of the country. He had to work with totally non-professional politicians the whole of his life, a thing he may not have wanted to do, but he had no choice. As standards really went down in Zimbabwe, a difficult thing to endure. My deepest sorrow goes to his family and friends. May his soul rest in peace. Then my last message is from Silas Makanyise Otikona. Lala ngutula kawe zotangana kwelizayo. He's saying rest in peace, a hero. We'll meet whenever we meet. I think there's another message that has come in from Alex Banda, who says, rest in peace, Eric Block. You did a great job. Your services shall be greatly missed.
Let's go back to WhatsApp with many, many messages to read. Sebastian says, a man of substance, integrity, big brains will sadly be missed. Alfred says, a national hero whose contribution to this country is awesome and will live forever and ever. Baldwin says, Block made a significant contribution to his country in terms of ideas of economic growth and was instrumental during the hardships of this, our motherland. Bezolo says, Eric Block has been one of the lone voices, a conscience regarding economic matters, and has constantly been the voice of reason amidst our free-sliding economy. He never tired in contributing and airing his honest views despite his failing health. Demonstrated sense of national responsibility towards national building. He was one who remained dry in a sea of corrupt governance. A great loss. May his soul rest in peace. Arnold says Zimbabwe has lost a man with the sharp brains there. Eric was an intelligent man who tried to advise the government on economic issues, but the government never listened. It's painful that he has died without seeing the economic turnaround he so much advocated for. Rest in peace, Eric. Dube says he was a true economist who could give candid and fair comments. May he so rest in peace. Alfred says Block's untimely death is a gap which will never be filled in Zimbabwe's economic circles. He contributed a lot in terms of our economy. Until his death, he was advocating for the dispensation of Bulawayo's industries and also the welfare of workers at large. Sibanda says, okay, right in Debele, I'll give you to read that later on, Gibbs. And then we also have Mabuto Sibanda, who says, the death of Mr. Block is a great loss to Zimbabwe and the economic profession. Rest in peace. Mr. Coulthard, what is your response to what all these people are saying about this man?
Well, you know, what strikes me as a white Zimbabwean is the outpouring of sympathy from Black Zimbabweans, which says a lot in itself. It shows that all the racist rhetoric spewed out, especially in the last 10 years, you know, where whites have been discriminated against, have not actually found any traction amongst Zimbabweans. And I think it was the wonderful part of Eric's character that he managed to bridge that divide. It's a wonderful thing for our nation, for the future. It's a wonderful legacy that there is so little racism amongst rank and file people, and much of the credit of that must go to someone like Eric, who really demonstrated a passion for all Zimbabweans for the country. And I think that, as I say, people of all races, all ethnic groups, all religions saw that in him. So his memory can inspire us.
Indeed. I think from reading these messages, you can tell that he was a well-respected man across the political divide. And the guy told him, Terry Rudo Kutanga, Vama Kuni Magadi. Vamakuni Magadi. Aiwa tirinani nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa tiri kutaura nezvava Eric Block. Taura yenyu tinzwe.
Aiwa,
tinotenda zvikuru vama vamakuni nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Of course, Mr. Makuni there is saying, Mr. Makuni there is saying to him, Eric Block was a national hero. The only problem was that he was giving advice and no one was listening.
Yeah, it seems as if, you know, like what one of the callers actually said was, you know, he used to give the government a lot of advice. But the government was just doing its own things. So, which means it was some wasted kind of advice. Ubuhlungu kakhulu blessing ukuthi nxa umuntu ekunika icebo lokuthi kanti singenza lokhu kuyathini, wena uzenze lokwakho and do the wrong thing altogether. It's a painful process.
Indeed.
Baba Ngwenya, uyazwela abantu bayakhuluma lapho.
Abantu bayakhuluma. You know, uBlock, yazi kwizifundo ze-economics, kulwesi wathi ngama-school of thought, you know, the Smithsonian, Adam Smith, the Keynes and theories and, you know, Marxist Leninism and all that. So I'm under one general Eric Bloch, you know, is the writing that Lana. If Trevor Noah is listening to this program, those are the writings MFAWA compiled. You know, these are the important studies which our children will know that at one time when our country is in Ghana and Kinyeni, wagulabantu abanjengo Eric Bloch ababesala ngakho bezamukhasisa indlela yokuthi umnotho wezimbabwe kulungisiswe kodwa iziqoqoshi lezi esisongo ngukuthi umngane wami u-Adil Khumalo kathesi ngaye kathesi futhi abalaleli lakho akubhalayo kungafakwa ebhukwini. These are textbooks that can be used by our children and our grandchildren, so that we can in future create a kind of a Smithsonian Institute of sorts, the School of Thought of Eric Bloch, engasetshenziswa ukuthi nxa abantu belungisisa ilizwe elibhidlizileyo elilezigebenga lezi lingalungiswa kanjani.
Sawuza kakhulu Ngwenya, ungayikatshana. So what Mr. Ngwenya is saying is that perhaps people can use his works very effectively.
Indeed.
By perhaps opening the School of Eric Bloch, which is, a brilliant idea.
What do you say about that, Mr. Coulthard? How best can people remember his legacy?
Well, I think it's early days. He was recognized by NUST. I think NUST gave him an honorary doctorate. And so it would be appropriate, given that there is that historical connection and that NUST is located in Bulawayo, that perhaps thought should be given to, naming a business school after him, and that business school should seek not just to teach good economics and business practices in terms of profit, but to focus on the ethical side of business management.
Thank you, Regai Titori Mwemutereri. Mkoma Kenya Shoko Kuboskwa na Magadi.
Magadi Mkoma Mwiri.
Aywa, tiripo, shedu, nyayari mdari Roma Inzu, kwa munoti kudi inerufu kwa vablog.
Nyayari mdari Roma Inzu, kwa munoti kudi inerufu
kwa vablog. Tangatitaura nezwe rufu kwa vablog, Eric Bloch, vangawari nyanzumia zezo, fumi kuti munoona osei.
Aiwa, inini chendinoona ndechekuti ngavazorore murugare rufu rwavo ndarunzwa ngavazorore murugare. Vakabata basa rinozikanwa namwari kwete nevanhu. Saka anova akakosha kuti aite jaji rufu rwemunhu. Aiwa, kudenga zvokuti zvizhinji hangu zvandaa ndichinzwa zvimwe zvinotaurwa it's not necessary parufu rwemunhu. Rufu rwemunhu rufu runofanira kurespektiwa that much kuti munhu aradzike whether waradzipa muhirosieka kana waradzipa muasiloni kana kupi, it doesn't matter. Chinodiwa ndechekuti Mwari vamurangarira nezvo akabata achibatira maZimbabwe achititira zvakanaka asina utsotsi asinawo chimwe chaakaitira kuti vanhu vasafare.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Kenyas nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda hangu.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Kenyas is saying only God will be awarding him for the work that he has done, and he says it doesn't matter whether you are buried at the National Heroes Acre or any cemetery for that matter. It doesn't matter. You know, he was a man of integrity. That is according to Kenya Steyer Gibbs.
A hero is a hero.
Indeed. And unfortunately, for our radio listeners, we have to leave it there. And maybe we also have to take this opportunity to say thank you so much, Mr. Coulthard.
It's good being with you. I'm pleased I was able to go beyond the 10 minutes.
Indeed. We kept you busy. And Mr. Ngwenya, please do stay on the line. And our radio listeners, as you know by now, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.